It was delicate work, requiring them to take the most exacting pains to avoid accidental cross-fertilization and to note every slight variation in the growth and appearance of seeds, pods, leaves, stems, and flowers. Mendel knew what he was doing. He never used the word gene. It wasn't coined until 1913 in an English medical dictionary, though he did invent the terms dominant and recessive. What he established was that every seed contained two factors, or elementi, as he called them, a dominant one and a recessive one. And these factors, when combined, produced predictable patterns of inheritance. The results he converted into precise mathematical formulae. Altogether, Mendel spent 8 years on the experiments, then confirmed his results with similar experiments on flowers, corn, and other plants. If anything, Mendel was too scientific in his approach, for when he presented his findings at the February and March meetings of the Natural History Society of Brno in 1865, the audience of about 40 listened politely, but was conspicuously unmoved, even though the breeding of plants was a matter of great practical interest to many of the members. When Mendel's report was published, he eagerly sent a copy to the great Swiss botanist Carl Wilhelm von Negli, whose support was more or less vital for the theory's prospects.